The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Who gets four or five phone calls 2 minutes before they go on the air? Just, and they're all important. Crazy. It's Thursday, and wait a minute. It's the 17th. Tomorrow's the 18th. And don't think for a minute that the creeper is president. He's not. There are a lot of things going to happen here, and they're going to shake this country badly. Or goodly, however you want to look at it. It's going to be really wild, and especially the next couple months. We have three great people coming on to share their brilliance with us tonight. First up is my girlfriend from Maine, Charlotte, the wonderful Charlotte Iserbeet. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, don't say anything. You deserve the compliment. Isn't that how it goes? Well, anyway, welcome back, my dear.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm glad you've got three people on because I don't think there's ever been an interview that I've done with you that I am having more of a problem deciding what's the most important thing to talk about.
Well, it's impossible
and
to decide.
I personally feel I've come to the conclusion that maybe I am a little off the wall. I think this is a whole Soviet operation. To put us under world government. And, of course, I've felt that all along, right? I don't know why I'm telling people. It's not Chinese. Of course, the Chinese are very powerful. The Soviets love them. They're carrying the burden of dropping a bomb on us, right? But all the orders come out of Moscow.
You really think that I view it as, I think there's been a paradigm shift. Now, you know better than I, but I think that the Soviet sphere of influence has moved over and settled on the godless killer ants, otherwise known as Chinese communists.
I agree with you, but yeah. That didn't happen until 1948. I mean, we mustn't forget the Bolshevik Revolution
Of course. I'm talking about right
if
now.
If I were a Russian, yeah. I'd wouldn't you like to dump the whole thing on communist China and let them have the big bomb and everything, and you stay in the background and tell them what to do? I've been reading their treaties for years. Jeff, they don't have treaties anymore. They just talk back and forth. And the latest thing that I have, I put it out, was basically they came right down. They said that they both have a common enemy. U.S., right. USA.
Yeah.
And the Chinese are good at their thing, and the Russians have always been good at theirs since, Wall Street funded them.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So let's not forget them. And I'm very, very interested in what Dr. Igor has to say tonight. I hope you've got him on. Do you? Hello?
I do. I know I do. I do.
Yeah, good, because I've been a little slow. I haven't been too well lately. And
what's wrong?
I was a little slow catching up on that, and I've just been reading his work, and I'm very impressed, and I don't particularly want you to leave much time for me tonight. I'd rather have him getting the whole story out.
He's talking about the Russian doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to play some of that. You bet. Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong with you? You have a cold? What is it?
Well, I have a cold, and also I have very, you know, unusual things always happen to me.
Yes.
And I had lost a couple of teeth, and I went to the dentist, and he looked at me. I've had him since 1976, and he said, I've never seen such a mess in my whole life. I've never seen anybody going to lose so many teeth as you. So I found that out this week. So I have to have
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is there some gum disease or something that's causing this?
No, I don't think so. I think it's similar to my damaged brain and my damaged hip, and now it's my damaged teeth. And I just don't manage to go out. And that's all right. But now I have a plain old cold, that's all.
All right. Now, do you have any Allicin C left?
Oh, no, I just ran out of it. You want to send me some?
I'd like to do nothing better. You need to just give me your address again.
By the way, did you get your Christmas present?
Not yet. I'm waiting. It's coming.
I keep trying to send you that plaque, the quote by Karl Marx. You didn't get it?
Not yet. How did you send it? U.S. mail?
Yes, I did, to that address. That's a great quote. It's the only good thing Karl Marx ever said.
Well, wait, sweetie, hold on. What address did you send it to? The physical address or the P.O. box?
The physical address.
No, that won't get here. That's why. It'll come back.
Why do you have a physical address?
Well, I have to live somewhere. I can't live in a post office box. But I can get mail there. I don't have mail delivered to the physical location where I usually hang out for a variety of reasons. And it all goes to the P.O. box. So it should bounce back to you. That's what invariably happens.
Well, it did the last time I sent it to you last Christmas.
That's what happened.
I am so sick and tired of your addresses.
No.
We better not have a fight over something like this.
I just want those teeth when they come out. I'm going to sell them on eBay. Charlotte's teeth.
I should have titanium teeth, like my hip, right? Well, my hip didn't cost, I don't know, I don't have medical insurance, but titanium teeth cost $50,000 to have
forget that. Look, just save the teeth. We're going to get them polished down and shaped, a little thin gold chain through them, and we'll sell them.
I want to listen to Dr. Igor Shepherd.
All right. You don't feel good. I can tell. I want you to email me.
No, I do feel good. I mean, I just have been studying him. He makes
more sense
than anybody I've read in ages, including myself.
Well, we're going to hear him speak.
I haven't dared say what he has said.
Right.
I thought it. I thought that was probably what was going on.
All right, well, this guy, I listened to him for, I don't know, 10 minutes. He's really something, okay?
Well, don't talk to Charlotte anymore. Just because every minute you talk to me, it's less time for Igor.
All right, well, Igor has a little bit of an accent, but I think you'll have no trouble with it. So this is, and I'm going to post, in fact, it should be under Charlotte's name in guests momentarily, and I'm sorry about the delay. It has been just hell on wheels here. Okay, this gentleman is giving an address, and it appears to be a Christian group that put him on. He has much to say. I'm going to move this up just a little bit here. If I can find where it's got to load. BitChute is wonderful. Bless BitChute, but it is a little slow on the load. This is an hour plus speech by Dr. Igor Shepherd, and he's warning that the COVID vaccines are biological weapons of global genocidal consequences. This is global genocide on the genetic level. He knows. He was obviously watched very carefully and very closely in Russia by the secret police. He even mentions that in the beginning of his address. But what he says is very, very shrewd and very intelligent. He mentions how in the U.S., suddenly, there are no more flu deaths. Flu doesn't exist. So they can call every flu death coronavirus death. That's what they're doing. It's true. Now, how many teeth can I expect to make necklaces out of?
I don't know. I think every time I do an interview with you, a tooth falls out. So yeah, it's sort of total.
I see.
See, it's 12 teeth. I think that's 1 year of the last 12, whatever. Every time I do an interview with you, a tooth
falls out.
We'll
put you on every week so you can get full new replacements quicker.
I don't know. You know, thank God he gave me a sense of humor. Nobody ever appreciates the fact that sense of humor, you know, there's so many important things that God Almighty gave us, Jesus Christ told us, but they don't mention, maybe they have other words for it, but I think sense of humor is the only way one can survive.
I think that's true, and I also read a story, I'm waiting for this to load up, there it is, that someone of note, I can't remember, forgive me, but he said something very important. He said...
Well, Igor has, I mean, he's got a friend over here on the East Coast. I don't know where he is, but I've known enough of these ex, you know, Soviet types, and I admire them, and they've been in my home and everything, and I believe them, and I don't believe any... I sent you that article I wrote about all the American presidents. Did you see it?
Yes.
How about that?
Now,
every single one.
A picture of Eisenhower in there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but every single one had communist agenda. It was breathtaking.
Wow. Okay. Well, that
Since
goes up
Calvin
tonight
Coolidge.
Too. I'll be up late tonight, redoing the. I'll hoist up the news I have, and then what I do is I add to it for hours after the program. So
you don't sleep. In other words,
2-3 in the morning. Doesn't do any good. I haven't got time to waste. Listen.
I won't call you early in the morning, okay?
It's okay. Just don't show up on my doorstep again like that. That shook me up.
I did not show up on your doorstep.
Wasn't that you? Oh, I guess it was someone else. Well, never mind.
Well, I will one of these days. I'm going to bring that Karl Marx quote that I have for you about.
I'll send you the correct
the
mailing
women,
address.
The women being, he's talking about the women being used in the Soviet Union, even though they're ugly or something. It's a really wonderful quote.
That's pretty funny. The Chinese
I know I
at least
want you to have it. I got it from Greece.
I remember. You sent me that. I don't understand why it never showed up, but now I do.
It's not
I understand
meant to.
Why. No, it is. You just got to send it to the right place. I'll send
you
the correct address.
It'll be number 3 time, okay.
Now, here, hold on. This guy... At somebody, a high such and such, said today, and there's so many wonderful quotes out there that all hold true irrefutably. And this one was especially interesting to me. He said, the greatest crime of all is betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. I've had a lot of it in my own life. Yep.
Yeah, it's really hideous. It is the most cowardly, rotten, vile treatment of a populace, a country, an individual. I don't care. And it goes right on down to the individual level. Betrayal.
Oh, yeah.
Think
sure
about
does.
It.
It's very hard to defend yourself.
Well, how do you defend yourself from betrayal? You don't know. It happens. That's right. It happens under the stealth of darkness, under the stealth of subterfuge, under the stealth of false actions and behaviors. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's really hideous. All right. Here's Dr. Igor. He's got For those of you who can't see him, look under Charlotte's name. It ought to be there by now. His hair, he's got hair like David Icke. Same. Silver, split, parted down the middle. He does.
Is he as good
right,
looking?
Here we are. I don't judge men like that. You go ahead. That's your job.
I do.
Just save one of your teeth for him. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You ready? Dr. Igor.
How to inject us. I could not.
He's talking about how he was, as a doctor, ordered by the Russian government to inject civilians, military people with all of these ampules. They looked fine, but he said, as far as noting all the side effects, he said, I couldn't do that. The secret police were breathing down my neck. So, all right, now here we go.
Check any side effects, localized inflammation, generalized side effects, nothing. It was not my point, because military intelligence was breathing upon me. So, I spent some time in Poland. We took care of some things in there.
And so he went to Poland, took care of some things there, and here he's going to the U.S.
Now I came in the United States. What shocked me now for what is going on for the last 10 months in the United States, we call this COVID, so-called COVID pandemic, let's put it this way, gently.
So-called COVID pandemic. Amen. Dr. Igor, well said.
I want to speak that I want to tell you something very interesting happened a few days ago when CDC decided not count flu patient cases anymore for 2021. What that means, all flu cases goes towards COVID numbers.
Got it? All the flu cases are now COVID cases. There's no more flu. Okay.
Because they're not high enough in the United States. We have a problem, we have a deception, and we have a treason.
Yes.
I will speak about treason later. But treason on the highest level.
Treason of the highest level.
So,
I don't know what that is.
Can you hear me okay without microphone? That's why I figure out. All right, that's good. Thank you. So anyway, the point is what I'm trying to reach to you. When I start researching situation with COVID pandemic and SARS-CoV virus, I learned that this virus actually clearly very similar as the 2003 SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome virus, which happened in 2003.
And how many times did Uncle Jeff tell all of you that this was SARS 2.0? This is exactly what the gentleman is saying, and he is so right.
Similarities up to 80-85%. Identical. So much identical that this virus cannot even be separated as a different strain of the virus. So that's okay, I understand. So by the way, this virus now is no longer this virus anymore. Since July of this year, this virus changed and shifted into something else. They said it's mutated. So we don't have a SARS-2 anymore. We need to call this SARS-3 or 4 or 5. Because mutations happen constantly with this strange ghost-looking virus. Okay, that's fine. Yes, please. Oh, great. Thank you very much. Anyway, so what I'm trying to reach, what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to say that when public health departments, HHS and CDC, need to push up the numbers for whatever reason in the United States, because it's too low, it's not enough mortality rate, the hospitals is empty, that something is wrong here, okay? Something is not right here. In the state of Colorado, I have about 6 locations. It's called alternative care sites. They spend millions and millions of dollars, thanks to Governor Polis, on that location. So I'm joking, you probably understand that. But 28 million they spent on range, Budweiser, $28 million. They already dismantled the whole thing already. There's no patients there.
Yeah.
Nobody need that. So what's going on with this country? Why are we facing this? I tell you why we're facing this. I go back to my communistic time. I was trained to destroy United States of America. Forgive me for that, God, and forgive you, me. Please forgive me for that.
Forgiven.
I trained during Cold War to destroy United States physically, not spiritually, physically. When I say that, that's how darkness works. Some people say, oh, it cannot be so bad. I mean, come on, people not that evil. Yes, it's a lot of evil people in the world. I met many, I worked with many. So, speaking of vaccines, as we already understand, it's kind of strange and questionable situation about COVID pandemic. It just came just on time. So if I tell you the COVID pandemic was prepared for the last 19 years in the United States, are you okay with that?
Yes.
19 years, I believe, since 2001. First operation, dark winter. Exercise biological. Between 2000 and 2006, I worked in some projects, some classified projects, at Nevada Nuclear Test Site, City Mercury, for NNSA, National Nuclear Security Agency. We did some work with DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. We did some biological tests inside the website, test site, and such things. It's a preparation. It's a long, long way. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. It took a lot of years for them to prepare for this moment today in the United States. And a global. It's a global mission to bring global communism in every corner of this land. Not only the world, United States.
Okay. He just said it. He just summed it up. He said this 19-year project is a global mission to bring world communism to every corner of the planet. He just said it all. And I've been saying and using the term communist and communism here for the last couple of years, and more than that, but most specifically in the last year. And here's this gentleman laying it on the line. This is world communism and its attempt, Bolshevik, Zionist, Marxist communism, whatever you want to do, how do you dress it up with whatever words you like, it's communism. And that's what's at talk about being at the door. It's there. Back in a minute. Okay, some of you don't know that noise sounds like an airplane swooshing by. That's an email departing. Okay, here we are back with Charlotte, who, how many more have fallen out in the last half an hour, any?
What Charlotte? Number? How many what has fallen out?
Those things in your mouth. Your teeth.
No, nothing's fallen out since I went to the dentist, but four fell out last week, and he checked all the rest, and he said this is a very serious situation. I've never seen it. He's been in business since 1975.
Wait a minute.
Since 1975. So anyway, but that's just too bad. But maybe my ears are going to fall off next. It seems, one thing after the other.
Come on.
Jake, I sent you through. I mean, Jeff. I'm sorry. I was thinking of.
You can call me Jake
Klyschak,
if you want.
Who wrote the wonderful book, right?
Just don't show up at my door unannounced again. That's all right.
What's that?
I said, call me Jake, but just don't show up on my doorstep without telling me you're coming.
Well, I won't do that. I promise you. But I did send you an article. I wrote an article today.
Yeah.
And it's called "Quiz for the Day." And I was really sort of shocked. It says this, click on the link below and identify which president of the United States was not a communist, starting after Calvin Coolidge, who was not a communist.
Now,
and all these presidents are there. And it's really great. I think it's Wikipedia or something, Google search. It's really nice pictures of all of them all the way through today. And just go take a look at all of them.
Well, I'm looking at the one Shepherd, COVID, and Fast, the President's News Conference, the American Presidency Project.
That's fantastic. That is old, and you cannot find it on the internet. And even though I don't feel very well tonight, I typed that for you into text.
Okay. I will put it up. For sure.
That is unbelievable, because that shows what Eisenhower did when it all started with the governors, where they were going to completely transform the United States into a communist country.
I despise Eisenhower.
You cannot get that article anywhere. So I had to, you know, because I don't have a scanner, I had to type that for you tonight.
Thank you.
Word by word.
Okay.
I sent this out earlier, the quiz, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Asking people to take a look at all the pictures that are really beautiful that Wikipedia has.
I'll put that up too. Yeah.
It has all their pictures. And just look at these presidents that we've had since Coolidge. They were all certainly oriented towards Bolshevik communism.
Absolutely.
All.
Quiz for the day. Click on the link below and identify which president of the United States was not a communist, beginning after Calvin Coolidge, who was not a communist. And you click on the link, and oops, there goes Dr. Igor. I have to get him back. And it's going back.
We can always do this later.
Yeah, but this is good. Calvin, and then followed by, nobody knows this, Herbert Hoover. Remember that there was a very famous radio announcer in America, and he might have been drunk, I don't know, but he was going to introduce Herbert Hoover, a live nationwide address. This would have been 1931, 32. Can't remember the guy's name, darn it. It was a very famous radio announcer, and he kicked Herbert Hoover's name six ways from Sunday. Hebert Hoover. Hobart Hiver. He could not get it, and it was hilarious. And it's somewhere on the line. I don't know where it is. Okay.
Yeah, but go through that list.
Hebert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Commie, Eisenhower, Commie. Now John F. Kennedy. You say, wait a minute. But there's more to this than the wonderful side of John Kennedy. Lyndon Johnson.
Unfortunately, he was good. But I think he was basically good. But he went to Harvard with all those commie guys who became high up in the government.
That's right. He named
them. And he got all involved in the disarmament and all that. I think basically, I would say, not for sure with Kennedy.
No, but he had some issues. But look, I'm willing to set those all aside on the basis of his independence. Okay.
Finish the list.
Tricky Dick, that vile Lyndon Johnson, of course, before Nixon. Johnson, Nixon, Gerry Ford, what a flake.
Yep.
Jimmy Carter, you wouldn't think of the peanut farmer as being a communist. Not normally. Ronald Reagan.
We'll just keep going.
Know,
he may be the only one that can be pulled out, right?
Ronald Reagan. George Herbert
Tommy.
Walker Bush, Slick Willie, the Village Idiot, Bush Jr., Barry Sotoro, Obama, blatant communist, taught and tutored by his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, during his teenage years, all about Marxists and communists and all the rest of it. Just a dyed-in-the-wool communist, that one. Donald Trump. Our current president. I don't know if he's.
I don't think he is. I think probably. He's not smart enough in a way to be. He's too much a businessman. He doesn't really know what he is, I don't think.
I'll go with that. Okay. All right, good. Now, let's go back and I'll have to reconstruct Igor where he was. Just a moment. All right.
Yeah, that's great what he said.
Oh! Fabulous what he said. Now I have to wait for the damn BitChute to load up again. We'll get there. So, look, here's the deal. Charlotte honestly understands this country and the communist threat to this country, which has been extant here during the same period in the 20s that it tried to overthrow Germany. The Germans were smart. They figured it out, and someone showed up to lead the way and get rid of international Zionist Bolshevik communism and saved Germany. When he said, Germany for Germans, it was one of the most patriotic things that that man could have said. Nothing wrong with that. Or what's he going to say? Germany for communists? That was the message he was giving. But it's always taken out of context. Look at the arrogant man. No, he was an anti-communist, as were the great German people. Okay? And they paid a terrible, terrible price for that. But they were our last chance, honestly. And
I was looking at it today, and I was thinking to myself, my husband was Belgian and lived under the so-called Nazis. In his house and all, and they were very proper, very kind, you know, brought stuff and all, but you didn't fool around. You know, if you disobeyed all the laws that were plastered all over the buildings, you know, they told you what they were going to do, and they would do it. But he had a very different attitude from the American one, and he kept his mouth shut. He's dead now. He knew you don't talk about the true history of what happened during World War One and Two with the Americans, because they're not idiots. They're just plain dumbed down. It's not their fault.
No, we can't. No, that's very correct. We can, in all fairness, we cannot blame the American people. They have been locked away in these, especially these lockdowns and all the rest of it. They have been corralled, controlled, and dominated by fear and fear porn. And they stare at the damn television and think that they're actually being informed. It's not their fault. I don't blame them. I never have.
Fault because it was an absolutely highly billion-dollar funded assault with federal money to destroy any values they had or any knowledge of history that they had that started really in 1965. It's all in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. And it was an assault, an extraordinary assault. And now it's ended up with the education at all three levels, you know, federal, state, local, having a bigger budget than the Department of Defense. For what? Tell me, what on earth?
Oh, no.
Do you really think that's for reading, writing, math, history?
I know.
What is for creating zombies, two-legged little creatures that we saw running around in the streets last summer, don't know which statue to knock down?
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't they? If it was a statue, it was automatically evil and the enemy, and they had to take it down. They didn't know.
Absolutely.
The dumbest of the dumb.
I'm so pleased with Igor, though, because I do believe. I mean, why wouldn't we believe him?
All right. Well,
he's got all the credentials.
He's got all of them. He was there. He served the evil Soviet. He knew. He was indoctrinated, and he's now a free man.
Look what they did to Solzhenitsyn. His last book, it's not even published in English in the United States. We're the only country that doesn't publish Solzhenitsyn's
books. That book needs to be published. But then
that's the point. I mean, if our American publishing companies, etc., on the orders
get
the word out that you are not going to publish Solzhenitsyn's last book, you have to ask yourself, is this a free country?
It's 50-50 right now, at best. All right, here's Igor.
I think you're very kind with that.
Yeah,
percentage is very kind.
I don't want to scare people away. Too much. Here we go. Igor.
Is it some kind of repeat, Americanized style of communism coming to us? What's going on here? What's going on? The most technologies which used today by Big Pharma, and I already told you, is messenger RNA technology, which reprogramming our immune system and taking control of our immune system. We no longer control our immune system. It's controlled us. In this released antibodies at the time would need to be released. Let's go back to Russia again. Russia has a lot of history, as you can see. Project Factor, classified project, Moscow, St. Petersburg. Early 90s. Designers of biological weapons for rheumatoid arthritis, myelitis, and lupus erythematosus. They overstimulate autoimmune system of people to create super fast, debilitating diseases.
Did you get that? Did you get that, everybody? Let me back that up. I just want to make sure you got that.
Back it Talking up. About I, don't, po- I can't hear
poliomyelitis.
I can't hear
it, they created these terrible things that were super fast and explosive in the human body. Here.
Which used today by Big Pharma.
Back up a little bit more.
Same technology that they're using today to develop vaccines for us. That's first message. Second, 1977, USSR 90-77 project. What's so special about that? It was H1N1 influenza outbreak in China first, swine flu.
H1N1 influenza outbreak. Okay, got it. That's what he's talking about.
In Soviet Union, and in China, and North Korea, and Cuba, in laboratories biological, to develop biological weapons of mass destruction. Same technology that they're using today to develop vaccines for us. That's first message.
That's the key right
Second,
there.
He named all the countries. He named what they were doing. Correct. Here, we'll do that one more time. It's worth it. Here, hold on.
Destruction, viral, bacterial, and such. Mostly chimeric weapons. And I want to name one.
Mostly chimeric weapons. Chimera. Don't forget that word. This man is brilliant.
Yep. He is brilliant. You know how brilliant he is? Because he hasn't gotten any press coverage, has he?
It's a preparation. It's a long, long way. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. It took a lot of years for them to prepare for this moment today in the United States. And a global. It's a global mission to bring global communism in every corner of this land.
There it is.
Not only
right on,
the world,
underscore
United
that.
States.
Hold it.
The plan of destruction of the United States.
All right, one more time, just to get it in there. This man is trying to warn us at the 11th hour. Better late than never.
Yep.
In 2006, I worked in some projects, some classified projects, at Nevada Nuclear Test Site, City Mercury, for NNSA, National Nuclear Security Agency. We did some work with DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. We did some biological tests inside the website, test site, and such things. It's a preparation. It's a long, long way. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. It took a lot of years for them to prepare for this moment today in the United States. And a global. It's a global mission to bring global communism in every corner of this land. Not only the world, United States. The plan of destruction of the United States right now is going with a full speed. And vaccines is playing a major role in this part. Now I go back.
The planned destruction of the United States is headed right now full speed. Full speed. And they're using the vaccines to do it. And this bogus...
It.
Right, there it is.
My history. My military work in Poland.
Yeah, I'll back it up again.
We did some work with DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. We did some biological tests inside the website, test site, and such things. It's a preparation. It's a long, long way. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. It took a lot of years for them to prepare for this moment today in the United States. And a global. It's a global mission. To bring global communism in every corner of this land. Not only the world, United States. The plan of destruction of the United States right now is going with a full speed. And vaccines is a playing major role in this part. Now I go back to my history, my military work in Poland and organizations and facilities in Soviet Union and today in Russia, who fully developed many biological weapons of mass destruction, viral, bacterial, and such, mostly chimeric weapons. And I want to name one institution I am familiar with. At that time was Lev Sandehiev, a general, one star, who was a director of that institution. It's called a Vector Institute in Novosibirsk, Russia. What's special about this place? The special about this place, they built vaccines for people. Vaccines, innocent vaccines. At least that's what they told to the world. But what they was building is weaponized viral weapons. Chimeric, recombinant DNA type, messaging RNA, mature RNA type.
mRNA type weapons. mRNA vaccines. RNA vaccines have never been formally approved as safe for use in human beings. He's talking about chimeras, all of it. This is extraordinary. I would go on.
Devices, biological weapons purified. They're still doing this after so long, about 40 years, okay? What strikes me the most, the six companies, not say five companies who are actually involved today in production of billions and billions of vaccine, and one special, Pfizer. The coolers is ready already. They're standing and waiting for the moment to start shipping. Ultra cure, ultra cold level freezers. Pfizer, I will talk with you about Pfizer a little bit more. But what strikes...
Ultra cold level freezers for the Pfizer vaccine. He knew about it. This was November 15th. This is a little over a month ago. Talking about minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit to ship these, because if they allow the temperature to warm up at all, the nanotechnological parts of the vaccine will begin to fall apart or actually to mobilize. They don't want that until it's in the human body. Okay.
Wow.
The technology which they...
Let me back it up just a little.
...thing is weaponized viral weapons.
Weaponized viral weapons.
Recombinant DNA type, messaging RNA...
Recombinant DNA type, messenger RNA type.
Immature RNA type. Devices, biological weapons purified. They're still doing this after so long, about 40 years, okay? What strikes me the most, the six companies, not say five companies who are actually involved today in production of billions and billions of vaccine.
He names Pfizer as the most evil of the companies.
And one special, Pfizer.
Pfizer.
The coolers is ready already. They're standing and waiting for the moment to start shipping. Ultra cure, ultra cold level freezers. Pfizer, I will talk with you about Pfizer a little bit more. But what strikes me the most, the technology which they using, so-called revolutionary new, it's all lie. It's not revolutionary new technologies. That technologies used 30 years ago.
It's not new technology. It's not revolutionary. It was used over 30 years ago. We're listening to Dr. Igor Shepherd, who is warning that the COVID vaccines are biological weapons and global genetic genocide.
And in China, in North Korea, in Cuba,
that's
in laboratories biological.
That's where the biological...
To develop biological weapons of mass destruction. Same technology that they're using today to develop vaccines for us. That's first.
Same technology to create and produce bioweapons is being used to create the vaccines today. Do you understand? Yes, you do.
Second, 1977, USSR 90-77 project. What's so special about that? It was H1N1 influenza outbreak.
H1N1.
In China first. Swine flu. You heard the swine flu 2009, H1N1 also. It was happened in 1977, 1978. So what's special about this project? The special about this project that in the city of Leningrad, today St. Petersburg, they used subway systems to spray weaponized influenza A on Soviet population, 4 million sized people at that time in Leningrad, today St. Petersburg. 2 million people become inoculated, sick from that. When you have special dispersal devices with influenza weaponized, obviously something happened. Why did they choose subways in Leningrad? It's the deepest in the world. They go very deep in there. So airflow is beautifully can be controlled. Environmental situation here we're talking about. Around 70,000 people died from that event. The World Health Organization today only know about this as just a swine flu, or so-called Russian flu. It has nothing to do with Russia. It's all about China. Again, China.
Okay, we got to stop there. I'll post this. Dr. Igor Shepard, listen to it. You might want to listen to it twice. He speaks beautifully, but his words sometimes are transposed one in front of the other. You'll get it. It's all there. He is telling extraordinary truths about this system. And he would be one to say, without any question, under no circumstances should you ever get this vaccine.
Right.
Okay? Charlotte, thank you for bringing this forward and your articles. I'll get them all up. Just give me a little more time. I'll be working late tonight. But this man is, what a godsend. Gee, this is incredibly.
Yes, he is.
Useful.
He is. The fact that they released him from his job. You know, I mean, it all the arrows all point to the fact that this guy is telling us the truth.
Yes.
And I hope the American people just don't dismiss it, because our officials have said he's just being used to spread lies.
No,
don't believe our own people, folks. Please remember, read the number of presidents we've had who were certainly communist-leaning. We haven't had one good pro-American, pro-Constitution, pro-USA president since Calvin Coolidge. Look at that list there.
Yeah, it's a grim list. I'll go back and include John Kennedy with Coolidge. He tried, and they killed him.
He tried.
And they killed his brother. Okay. Listen,
all right.
You take care. That new, brand new line of Izzerbeat International Jewelry, a new use for human teeth. Don't lose them.
I gave them to my dentist. I better get them back.
Call tomorrow and don't. No, you want them back.
They are quite beautiful, actually. I thought they'd make nice earrings.
See? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Please
okay.
Call. Good night,
oh, my
dear.
Goodness. God bless your listeners. God bless you. God bless me. God bless all. God bless this wonderful Soviet doctor, professor. By the way, folks, don't forget to listen to his credentials.
Yeah, he's remarkable. Thank you. So are you. And you give me your address so I can send you some more Allison C.
You have my... Okay. Oh, I will give it to you.
I've got
you better
it somewhere,
give me one that works, okay?
All right, we'll swap.
God
real
bless
addresses.
Everybody, all of us. God bless the professor. Goodbye.
Good night, dear. Good night. And there she goes, the one and only Charlotte Thompson Izzerbeat. We'll be right back. Hold on.